The ninth day of the blessed month of Amshir, the departure of Saint Barsoom, the father of the Syrian monks. On this day in the year 458 AD, the blessed father, Anba Barsoom, the father of the Syrian monks, departed. This holy father was born in the city of Samosata in Syria. A holy man had prophesied about him before his birth, saying to his parents, "There shall go forth from you a righteous fruit, whose fame shall spread out everywhere." This prophecy was fulfilled when Barsoom grew up. He left his parents and went to the river Euphrates, where he dwelled with a holy man named Abraham. Afterwards, he lived in solitude on the mountain, praying and fasting with austere asceticism. Many disciples gathered around him. The water of that place was salty, but through the prayers of Saint Barsoom, it became drinkable. God made many miracles through the hands of Saint Barsoom. When a famine befell the country, God lifted it up because of Saint Barsoom's prayers. Saint Simeon the Stylite visited him, and they blessed each other. This saint was well known for his resisting the heresy of Nestorius. He attended the Universal Council at Ephesus in the year 431 AD by invitation of the Emperor Theodosius the Lesser, who greatly honored him. When Emperor Marcian convened the Chalcedonian Council, the fathers asked the emperor not to invite Saint Barsoom to the council, because they knew of the grace that was in him. When the council agreed on the two natures of Christ, Saint Barsoom resisted these heretical teachings, and many hardships befell him from the Chalcedonians. This holy father knew the day of his departure, and he gathered his disciples, blessed them, and commended them to remain steadfast in the Orthodox faith, and departed in peace. At the time of his departure, a pillar of light appeared at the door of his cell. His followers shrouded and buried him with great honor. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, on this day in the year 305 AD, Saint Paul the Syrian was martyred. His family relocated from Syria and settled in the city of Ashmunain. From working and trading, his father gained a great wealth, and God granted them this saint in a true Christian upbringing, growing in godliness and loving the Lord from all his heart. After the death of Saint Paul's parents, the saint prayed to God to guide him in the way that pleases him, and the Lord sent his angel in a vision and made it known to him that he will receive the crown of martyrdom. The saint rejoiced and was comforted. Saint Paul distributed all his money to the poor and the needy, and then rose right away and went to the governor of Ancona and confessed the Lord Christ before him. The governor ordered Paul to be stripped and beaten with whips, and other tortures were inflicted upon him. But Saint Paul was not afraid, and the governor tried again to entice him with money. But the saint told him, "My parents left me a fortune of gold and silver, and I rejected it for the sake of the love of my Lord God, Jesus Christ. So why should I look to your money now?" The governor became angry and tormented him with even other types of tortures. However, the Lord healed and strengthened Saint Paul. Later on, the governor ordered him placed in a pit with venomous serpents, which did not harm him. When the governor was tired of torturing the saint, he took Saint Paul with him to Alexandria and had him imprisoned. While in prison, Saint Paul met his two friends, the saints Esai and his sister Thecla, and their souls all rejoiced. When the governor decided to return to Ancona, he ordered that Saint Paul be beheaded, and thus the saint received the crown of martyrdom. The Christians came and took his body and shrouded it and buried him with honor. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, this day marks the martyrdom of Saint Simeon. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, on this day in the year 470 AD was the departure of Saint Euphrosyne of Alexandria. This saint was born in Alexandria, an only child to a godly and wealthy family. They raised her with a true Christian upbringing, and she learned from her parents the fear of God and the charity for the poor and the needy. When she was 18 years old, she left her home, wearing the attire of men, and went to one of the monasteries. The abbot of the monastery accepted her and put her up in a solitary cell, and she devoted herself to fasting, praying, and austere asceticism, which changed her appearance. Her father visited the monastery often, asking the monks to pray for him, for the Lord to grant him peace and comfort for his heart. Euphrosyne recognized her father, but he did not recognize her. However, she received him and encouraged him. He found consolation from the words of grace that she spoke to him. Euphrosyne became ill, and she knew the day of her departure. When her father next came to the monastery, she revealed her identity to him and told him that she was about to pass away. He embraced her, crying. However, she encouraged him and consoled him, and then she departed between his arms. He was very much moved and agreed with his wife to forsake the vanity of the world. He sold all of his possessions and distributed the money to the churches and to the poor. His wife joined one of the convents, and he came to live in the monastery where his daughter had been. And so for 10 years, he dwelled in the same cell that his daughter had used. And then the father departed in peace. May the blessing of Saint Euphrosyne be with us all, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.